Aircheckdownloads.com.
From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Pulse One weather with White Cottage Car Centre, Cooper Bridge, Murfield. Cars to suit all budgets with finance available. Conditions apply.
Bit of a breeze out there across West Yorkshire at the moment, but it should remain dry. Even the sunshine's trying to beat through in places. At the moment, it's 14 degrees. Looking dry tonight with the odd spot of rain lightly over the hills.
Pulse One.
Overnight, 11 degrees. Right, high school hit. Superman Lovers, PM Dawn. First off, Prince.
I love this station.
Pulse One.
Oh yeah. Pulse One, Water the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. When it comes to treats, my weakness, I've got more of a savoury tooth. I'm into crisps more than I am chocolate. I could not eat chocolate again for the rest of my life. I'd be fine with that. Crisps, however, on the other hand, I would be like... I'd miss it. I'd absolutely miss it. We have a little tuck shop here at Pulse One. Every single month, they top it up and they put new crisps and chockies in and different drinks and stuff. And I noticed in the crisp container the other day, they've re-brought out Ringo's. Do you remember Ringo's back in the day? They were brilliant. And this packet, I think it was cheese and onion flavour, was in this tub for the last couple of days. And I thought, oh, quite tempted, trying to be healthy. I'm quite tempted to try it. It's 50p a pack. Anyway, I went to it a little earlier and there was one of the managers here at Pulse One stood next to the crisp container munching away on my bag of Ringos. They had my name on it. They weren't yours. So I just had to say to them, I said, oh, do they taste as good as they used to? Salivating little. They're like, yeah, as they ate the last one. Ah, gutted. Have to wait till they refill that at the end of the month now. Lunch Money Lewis is coming up. Coldplay, Viva La Vida, and the latest on the roads. Hold on.
Paul Griffiths.
Griffer.
Pulse One Drive.
Friday afternoon. You got that Friday feeling yet? 2:34. This is Pulse One. It's Griffo here, Pros Michelle and Ghetto Superstar with ODB. One from the High School Hits collection at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll go for three of those. Got an email this week from Matthew Ingham, who's listening at the moment in the LGI with his little brother Callum. Callum, at the moment, is fighting a very aggressive cancer called neuroblastoma. And he's only 9. He's going through hell at the moment in the LGI. Listens to the show every single afternoon. Just want to say hello to you, Callum. Keep fighting, buddy. And all your family are there. They love you so much. And we're going to play a song for you in a second, all right? Thought I'd mention you on the show this afternoon. Keep being brave. It's Coda Line. This is Honest. Clue 2 on Who Am I next on Pulse One.
We don't communicate. Can you not say what's on your mind?
So, one of the biggest of the year so far for Avicii, The Nights, and Echo Smith and Cool Kids on Pulse One. 3:33, Thursday afternoon. Feeling the weekend already. What about you? It's been a long week, it has. In the mornings, before I get to Pulse One, I'm daddy daycare for my 18-month-old daughter, Alba, who's just cool kid. She's a cool kid. 18 months old, but her vocabulary is coming on. And we go to the park every morning. And I did mention on the show a couple of days ago that when we do go to the park, she has to say goodbye to everything. Like goodbye slide and roundabout and swings and rocking horse and all that. So the other day, I recorded her.
Best park. Best ride.
Just super cute, super adorable. Now, this morning we were sat at the breakfast table and I learned a few things from the conversation that we were having. She knows my real name. She knows my name is Paul. And she's cheeky with that because she calls it me more than she does daddy. She also knows where I work here at Pulse One. And she's just great banter. Have a listen.
What's daddy's name?
Paul.
What? My name's daddy. Are you calling me Paul?
Paul.
My name's daddy.
Paul. Daddy. Daddy.
Where does daddy work, Alba?
Pulse. Mom.
Where does daddy work?
Pulse.
Where does daddy work?
Pulse. Mom.
Is Alba dinky?
No dinky. People.
Just cute, just adorable. I love my conversations. Seriously, she knows what she wants to say. It's just the order of the words she puts it in. Paul. I don't know. It's 3:35. This song is ace. Best on the album for me, Ollie Murs, Seasons, Pulse 1.
Listen, honey, every word I say.
And every single time I play that song, I hear it again. It takes me right back to my mate having a knockoff copy on Betamax. Five in a row, Pulse 1 drive time, 4:15. Tuesday afternoon on the countdown to Easter. Jacko, Script, Kelly Clarkson, and the Scissor Sisters after Charlie XCX on Pulse 1.
Your picture perfect blue,
all right, let's give away some Take That tickets for Saturday night with the Kirkgate Centre. Don't forget as well tonight, Total Access, you got a chance to meet the boys as well. Mark, Howard and Gary. Hello, Sharon, how are you?
Hello.
Where are you, Sharon?
I'm in Liversedge.
Are you having a good day today?
Very good day, yes.
You got Pulse 1 on, making sure that you get through for Take That Tuesday, right?
I have, yes.
Good for you. Right, on line 2, Kimberly, hello.
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in Elland.
You've been listening all day.
I have.
How nervous are you both?
Really nervous. Very nervous.
Take That in Manchester this coming Saturday. Does it get any better than that?
No.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Sharon, you're going to go first because you're on line 1. I've got 3 Take That questions. I'll give you 30 seconds. If you get all 3 right, Sharon, and Kimberly does as well, we'll have a tiebreaker at the end. Are you ready for your 3 questions, Sharon?
I'm ready.
Your 30 seconds start now. Who is supporting Take That on their 2015 tour?
Ella Henderson.
Question 2. In what month last year did Take That's album 3 reach number 1 in the album charts?
September.
And question 3. What album did Take That release in 2006?
Beautiful World.
Beautiful World is correct. Question 2 you got wrong. So you've got 2 right. Kimberly, do you think you're going to better that?
I don't know.
Tell me when you're ready.
Right, okay.
Let's go for it. Question number 1, Take That are due to broadcast one of their tour performances live in cinemas for one night only on June 19th. Where will they be performing on that gig?
London.
Where in London?
O2.
Question 2, which Take That song features in the movie Stardust?
Roll the World.
And question 3, Take That's debut album is called Take That and What?
I don't know.
Right, 2 right each. So there's a tie break here. And the tie break, we're going to get an answer off both of you. And here is the question. The person that gets closest will get tickets for Saturday to see Take That in Manchester. Good luck, both of you. Okay?
Yeah.
Take That are appearing at the Manchester Arena as a part of their 2015 tour. To you first, Sharon, what is the capacity of the Manchester Arena?
I've been there a few times as well. 80,000.
80,000. And what about you, Kimberly? Gonna have to rush you.
65,000.
65,000. What did you say, Sharon?
8K.
Kimberly, you said?
65.
And the answer is 21,000. Kimberly, you're a winner!
Yay!
Wow. Sharon, thank you for playing.
Alright, thanks very much.
Take care, Kimberly. In Elland, you're going to watch Take That this coming weekend in Manchester. Who are you going to take with you?
I think I'm going to have to take my mum with me.
Oh, that would be amazing. What's your mum's name?
Elaine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Take That Tuesday on Pulse 1 with the Kirkgate Centre. And tonight from 7, Elliot not only will send you to see Take That, we'll also give you a chance to meet the boys as well. Does winning come bigger? Right, latest on the roads next, Maroon 5 and Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
I love this station.
20 to 5 now.
Paul Griffiths. Pulse 1 Drive.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
Pulse 1, George Ezra, Blame It On Me. Hope you're good. 3:33. This is Griffo here. Not a bad day across West Yorkshire. Is it me or do dryers shrink clothes? We started using a dryer in the Griffiths household. And I'm trying to do this getting fit thing at the moment. But I tried some clothes on this morning, and they're a little smaller than they were last week. Do dryers do that to clothes? Or did I overindulge at the weekend? I feel, like, really bad, but I'm reluctant to get on the scales, do you know what I mean? This is so good. It's an exclusive on Total Access, this one. Years and Years King on Pulse 1.
I caught you watching me under.
I'm Griffo, this is Pulse 1. That was Paloma Faith. Only love can hurt like this. Very rare I have dreams about celebrities. Very rare. But I did last night. And I had a dream about somebody I kind of like look up to in the football world. David Beckham, right? Everybody loves David Beckham. He's been probably one of the most prolific English players over the last couple of decades. He's retired from the game now. He's a celebrity in his own right. He's earned a lot of money. He's got a great family and stuff. So here's how the dream went. I got a call, somebody saying that I was going to interview David Beckham. Now, I've never met David Beckham. I've watched him several occasions, but never met him. And so I'm quite excited at this. And I'm allowed to take a guest along with me. So I take along the missus. And I was interviewing him at Leeds City Centre, Millennium Square. And on the day when we turned up, there were thousands of people that had come out for David Beckham. As I suppose everywhere he goes, he gets that kind of following. So anyway, I've got my questions planned and we have a nice chat and Victoria's there and it's a brilliant interview. And then the interview finishes and then he walks into the sea of people and I'm thinking, that'll probably never happen again in my lifetime. I've just interviewed David Beckham. And then it dawned on me, I didn't get a picture with him. Didn't get a picture with him. And then I woke up at that point because I needed the loo. And then I'm thinking, please fall asleep back in the dream so I can get a selfie with him. Can you believe that? Interview Bex and didn't get a photo with him?
People tell me to be cautious. People tell me not to.
So my mum and dad have just taken receipt of my brother's old computer. So we thought it'd be a good idea to do some Skype calling. Skype calling to them is a little alien, but once I explained what Skype calling was, they're like, yes, let's do it. So one of the first calls was today. And so a couple of things I made sure that they actually signed up for an account on Skype first, like username and password. And so I got a text message through this morning saying, yeah, we're all sorted. We're signed in. So I thought, great. And I had little Alba with me this morning who wanted to speak to Nana. And anyway, so long story short, I kind of dialed into their username using Skype. If you know how to use Skype, you'll know what I'm doing here. And I could hear the sound, but there was just no picture. So, you know, you run through the checklist. So I phoned the house as we're doing this and I'm like, is the computer definitely on? Yeah. Wi-Fi's connected, yes. And you're signed into Skype because I can see you there. I'm dialed up, I can actually hear the background noise in your house. And they're like, yes. And I'm like, I just can't see you. And my mum's like, well, I can see you. And I can see Alba. And this went round in circles for about 15 minutes. And I said, Mum, where's your camera positioned? She said, oh, I didn't know you needed a camera. Your brother didn't give us a camera with a computer. There's no camera. I'm like, how on earth do you expect to see us the other end? Oh, technology and parents. Anyway, I said, go to Argos, get yourself a camera, and we'll get it sorted. About 2 hours later, I get another phone call. Come on, then, let's do it. We've got a camera now. I said, it's plugged into the computer. Brilliant. So we tried again. Still no picture. They can see me. She's like, oh, I can see you. I'm like, can't see, I can hear you. What's going on? Thought you got a camera now. The shutter was closed on the camera. Anyway, I think we'll get it sorted for the weekend. It'll only take a few more days. We'll be there. Parents and technology, see, just don't go together.
Aircheckdownloads.com.